Morning show at East Coast. Now we're going to talk about hay fever. That's the time when you have about 25 sneezes in a row. It looks like we're heading into that season. So, what can you do about it? Well, we are going to find out right now from our good friend in Samacaulis, and that is Neil Anderson, the pharmacist. You're very welcome, Neil. Thanks for coming in to us.
Great to see you again, Declan.
And is it the grass, or is it the plants, or what is it at the moment that's causing the hay fever?
Well, that's a very good point. Usually the early season, which kind of runs from March to May, would be the tree pollen. That's the first kind of pollens which are in the air. And usually from about kind of May onwards, you're talking the grass pollens. It's very difficult to know which you're sensitive to unless you actually go to the trouble of finding out, you know, get a skin prick test or something like that to get actually diagnosed. But most people will know when their hay fever is about to kick off. They tend to, you know, dread the onset of March or the onset of May because they know they're going to be in for, you know, 2-3 months of misery in terms of, you know, blocked but running noses, red puffy eyes, weeping, you name it, the lovely symptoms of hay fever.
Right, so it goes in, a pollen goes into your breathing system, is it? And the body recognises it's some sort of alien invasion, is that it?
Exactly. Over time, your body just builds up a sensitivity to a stimulus, which in this case is a pollen. So repeated exposure tends to lead to it. There's also a genetic predisposition to it as well. We spoke about this last month when we were talking about asthma. Asthma, hay fever and eczema are all carried on the same gene. So quite often, you know, it can be expressed in your children in a different form. Also, certain types of asthma, what they call seasonal asthma, can actually be kicked off by the pollen as well. So not do they only suffer from the kind of nasal and eye symptoms. Their breathing and their chest can get a lot worse as well, so they tend to have to use their inhalers through this season as well.
Right. So now, to do something about it, you hear people reaching for the antihistamines and you're some people reaching for things like that and they get all drowsy, and then there's other people who say, you can't do it. And once you get it, you should have looked at it last April or May. Sure, there's no point in doing it now. So here is the definitive answer to hay fever from Neil Anderson.
Oh, you put me on the spot now. Well, there is no definitive cure. There are certainly good products out there which can reduce the symptoms for you. Antihistamines are obviously the mainstay of treatment. Because you're taking them orally, they can do both your eye symptoms and your nasal symptoms as well. Quite often, you can use like a combination of treatments as well. If the antihistamine tablets, say, aren't working on their own, you can always add in antihistamine eye drops if your eyes are particularly bad. Or you can use one of the steroid nasal sprays for the season and use the eye drops. You can use combinations depending on the symptoms that are out there. There are new things coming on the market now as well. There's a kind of gel which you can spray into your nose and basically forms a barrier and stops the pollen from actually coming into contact with the lining of your nose and hence triggering off the symptoms. There are also kind of alternative remedies which give you a low dose of, say, the pollens and help to suppress your immune reaction to them as well. There are lots of things available. People can actually be suffer very, very badly with it. And in extreme cases, you can actually get steroid injections from your doctor to try and stave off the worst of symptoms. Because you can actually get to the stage where you're actually physically drained. You've got no energy from this.
Things you should avoid? Walking in Stephen's Green?
Yeah, certainly. Things like that. Grassy areas, if you know that you suffer badly, try and stay away from that. Cutting the grass yourself. Maybe employ a child of yours, which is what I do, to cut the grass for you. And even simple things such as when you're out and about, just wear sunglasses. The physical barrier stopping the pollen from actually going into your eyes. When you come in out of from being outside, you know, wash your face with cold water and remove the pollen from your face and from your eyes. Change your clothes. Try to avoid being out during the day at at the times when it spikes. So obviously first thing in the morning and then the evening time. The pollen rises in the morning and then falls in the evening time as the air cools. So if you try and avoid being out in those times, that can help as well. Not having your window down in the car when you're driving through the beautiful green fields of Ireland as well, and being exposed to the pollen that way. You know, there are practical measures that you can use as well, which can reduce your suffering. I'm not going to say eradicate.
Right. And what about this taking it early rather than when it happens?
There is good data to show, obviously, with these things, the sooner you start, say, your antihistamines, the more likely you are, to suffer less. The problem is the climate. It seems to be changing, so it can be a little bit trickier to try and predict when, you know, the seasons are going to start. But you'll have a rough idea in your mind yourself. Once you've suffered two or three seasons back to back, you'll kind of know when you're going to be in trouble, or you right. can certainly feel the symptoms.
Does the rain keep it away?
The rain, it helps, but doesn't help, because obviously it promotes growth as well. So Irish climate is absolutely ideal for high pollen counts, because you get days of rain followed by warm, windy days, which are absolutely lethal.
Right, you're no help at all here.
Yeah, sorry, Declan.
But take the antihistamines anyway, and there's eye drops as well and things like that.
Exactly.
To ward it off. That's Neil Anderson from Sam McCauley's and Greystones. Thanks very much. You sound like a sufferer yourself, are you?
I am a sufferer myself, yes. I'm speaking from experience.
All right. Say no more. There you go. That's all you need. Somebody who has empathy with you when you're talking to them. Neil Anderson from Sam McCauley's. Thanks very much indeed.